The Environmental Protection Agency announced Wednesday officials will require new equipment to reduce nitrogen oxide emissions at some Rocky Mountain Power coal plant locations.
EPA made a final determination to partially approve and partially disapprove the state of Utah's regional haze plan. Hi, my name is Monica Morales. I'm the acting air program director in Region 8's air program. And in place of the partial disapproval, EPA issued a federal plan that will require the installation of emission control technologies to reduce nitrogen oxide emissions from 4 power plant units,
including Rocky Mountain Power's Huntington and Hunter plants in Utah's Emery County.
And the emission reductions that will be achieved are greater than 9,800 tons per year of nitrogen oxide emissions.
So the reduction of 10,000 tons per year is significant. Hi, my name is Dr. Randy Martin. I'm an associate research professor in the Department of Civil and Environmental Engineering here at USU. And NOx has a significant effect on not only particle formation, but also ozone formation in our atmosphere, and all that goes to decreases in visibility.
Environmental protection groups cheered the EPA's decision, which the agency says would clear the haze near Utah's Arches and Canyonlands National Parks.
We also, as part of the plan, are approving portions of the state's plan that address particulate matter at these plants.
The site they're talking about is up at Islands in the Sky in Canyonlands, which is a gorgeous, gorgeous location. But what they're talking about is these changes that they're mandating now are going to improve by 2 to 3 deciviews.
A 2 to 3 change in deciview is equivalent to a change of 20 to 30 kilometers of visibility. Rocky Mountain Power says it's disappointed in the decision and it will cost about $700 million to make the changes, a cost that will be passed on to its customers. For Utah Public Radio News, I'm Morgan Pratt.